The Gemara continues here, and Mesiv Rav Huna Bar Chiyon Yudches Van Aleph in the eighth line. Also by my mermaids from our Mishnah. What does our Mishnah say here? This is the kind of sugya which is like the really vama sugya people are scared of, where you have to hold cup in all the relationships. Also by my mermaids Shnei Choletzes Vlom Sep Emes. Time of the Maimer, Holo of Maimer, Shni Miyami, Yabumi Miyabma. The Amrit Yishzika, Havali Tars, Ishizach, Shloha, Yabolom of Zika. So, let's just make sure we're holding cup here. Here in our Mishnah, you have, let's say, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, right? our Mishnah says, if Reuven dies, and then Shimon does Maimer, hold up, what was the order in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah was, Nolad and Achar Chakach Yib Mashemi. Okay, let's say it's Nolad. Nolad Levi, right? Our Mishnah is, that's controversial, other Shimon argues. Then does Maimer to Ashes Reuven. And then Shimon dies. Now, what happens? What happens is, who does Shimon leave to Levi? Right? Shimon leaves in front of Levi Eshes Shimon, who is normal, and his mamar, Be'eshes Reuven, who is Eshes Achiv, Shalohayu Ba'olam. Right? And what's the din? The din is that since a mimar is, again, we paskin, that mimar is only midrabanan. It's not a kiddushin gomer, because the xeris and kasav yom yivol leha biya, and not kesavor shtar. So therefore, what do we say? We say he's leaving 1.5 wives. One wife who's normal, not an erva. And then sort of he's half married to a woman who is an erva. So, what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, Shnei Choletzes V'lo Misyeh Bemes. So what happens in this case? In this case, right? Eisha Shimon is a sort of half sar erva. So, Choletzes V'lo Misyeh Bemes. And the diuk is pashut. What makes her a sort of half Taurus Erva? What brings Ashes Reuven into the family so that she can sort of halfway infect Ashes Shimon and make her cholesterol with your bemis? The Mimer. The Mimer made her a sort of halfway semi-wife of Shimon. But if there had not been Mimer, what's the diuk? What if there had not been Mimer? Reuven dies. Nolad Levi. Shimon, then nothing happens. Shimon does nothing. Shimon dies. Then, in this case, who does Shimon cause to fall before Levi? You have Eisha Shimon, who is normal. She is not an Erva. She is just a regular person. And does he have any other wives? Well, he has a Zika to Eisha's Reuven, right? And Zika the Eishes Reuven, who's an erva of Eishes Achav Shlohaya Ba'olam Levi. So what happens in this case? The diuk is in this case, we would not have a problem of sort of semi-halfway tzaris erva. That's exactly what Rav Huna's masiv was, right? The diuk is, right, who's this Rav Huna? Not regular Rav Huna, right? Rav Huna Bar Chiya. Rav Huna Bar Chiya is medayit. Then in this case, Eisha Shimon is the only wife, and she's Choletzes O Misyeh Bemes. I'm just saying Hosh Pshan Limar. She's the only wife, and she's Choletzes O Misyeh Bemes. Why? Because this proves Ein Zika. That Ein zikah, Eishes Reuven is not considered to be married to Shimon, and therefore, no problem. That's how he wants to prove ein zikah. And what does Rabba or Rava, what does our Gersa inside? Rabba. Our Gersa inside is Rabba. What does Rabba say back? Amar Rabba, no, who had in Dafka the law, but my Mershneer, 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 Rabba is doche. The diuk was Maimar makes her shtickle your wife, but Zika wouldn't make her shtickle your wife. Zika would be nothing. It's only of one wife, not one and a half. It says no. Yesh Zika. Rabba says I can defend. The man de Amar Yesh Zika. He says no. Here also would be the same as Maimar. Here also you would say Eisha Shimon is a half Tsaris Erva, right? Because he has another like semi wife through Yesh Zika, so he is semi married to Eisha's Ruvain. So therefore she's a shtickle, halfway Tsaris Erva, and therefore she is Choletzes. Below, Miss Yabemes. Oh, if with Mimer is Choletz Lomus Yabemes, or without Mimer is Choletz Lomus Yabemes, why did the Mishnah say with Mimer? Why not teach the bigger Chiddush of Zika alone? The answer is that even with Mimer, she still needs Chalitza. She's not a full wife, because what would happen if she was a full wife? According to Beis Shammai, Mimer is a full wife. Therefore, Shimon would have two wives, one which is an Erva, so they would both be Potter without Chalitza. Just have to teach us, not like Bisham, I don't think Maimer is a full wife. That is Rabba's Dichia. The Gemara then asks, Eis ve'abaye, shnei achim ba'olam echadom eis achim ayam below vlad. This is exactly a brisa. It's exactly parallel to our Mishnah. There are two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. And one of them dies childless, Reuven dies. But Amar Hashem is the last Maimer. So Shimon was thinking of doing Maimer, considering doing Maimer to Zibama, but it didn't end up doing Maimer. Until Levi was born. This is exactly the case on the left of the board. Right? Reuven died, Shimon didn't do Maimer, Levi was born. Umes, and then Shimon dies. Harishona Yosef Shemay Shach Shlohaibolamo, Ushnea, Ocholetzes Omes Yabemes. What does it say? The Bryce says exactly like Ravuna Barchiyas Diok. That Eishes Reuven, of course, is Eishach Shalom Balam. She's an Erva, but Eishes Shimon is considered an only wife. She's not a Tzaris Erva at all. She's Choletzes Omes Yabemes because Ein Zika. If you already Eish Zika, the Tzaris Eishach Shalom Balam Zika. If there's Zika, then she's a Tzara of Eishach Shalom Balam through the Zika. So isn't that proved like Ravuna Barchiya? The answer is Halmani Rav Meir Yomrin Zika and Achanami. You're right. You're right. This does prove like Ravuna Barchiya. But that's only the opinion of Rav Meir who holds Ein Zika. How do we know that's the opinion of Rav Meir holds Ein Zika? Because if you look in that brisa, which is quoted more fully another block from now, at the end of the brisa, much later on in the brisa, it's a long brisa, but much later on in the brisa, it says, has Rav Shimon who argues on everything, then it is different Rav Meir. So it sounds like the main author of this brisa were Meir. So they're not just Stam speculating, saying, maybe things were Meir. Taka, six lines later in that brisa, it says Dibber Rav Meir. So the Stam of the Rav Shimon always arches, but Rav Shimon's not the main author of the brisa for sure. The Stam of Rav Meir is the main author of this brisa, and therefore it is not a problem. Okay, that's the first part of the Mahalach of the Gemara. Now, just to get Hashem shot in the Gemara, there's a bit of a machlokas rishonim, just before we get into any lumbus. How to read Pashup Shad of the Gemara based on the Kashan, the Ramban, the Rashi, and the Ritva asks, which goes back to Masir Rav Huna Bar Chia. It says, I'll prove to you Ein Zika. Right? He proves Ein Zika, so he wants to disprove Shmuel and prove Rav. The problem is, what do we say in Dafi Zayim and Beis? Leim halacha kamanda Omar Ein Zika. Leim halacha kamanda or Yesh Zika. Meaning, we already know that it's a machlokes tanoim. It's not like Rav and Shmuel argue and then try to figure out what the tanoim hold. Rav and Shmuel both admit it's a machlokes tanoim. We already said, why didn't Rav just say halachim on the main zika? Actually, he wanted to make sure that we knew the details of how far he went.
and how far he didn't go. Why didn't Shmuel just say, Alachim Elim Yeshika? Alex wanted to make sure we knew the details of how far he went. But everyone knows there's Mandara Ein Zika, there's Mandara Yeshika. So you find a Tana, how did that prove anything? We already know it's a Machlokas Tanoim. So what does it prove anything to find a Tana? So there are two basic Mahalchin in the Rishonei Svara to explain Pashat Pshat in our Sugya. Anyone, what are the two basic... Mahalchim for what's Rav Huna? Mesiv Rav Huna Bar Chia. What's his proof? His proof is that the Mishnah holds Ein Zika? Shayach. Well, we know people hold Ein Zika.
What is that? Mishnah?
Ah, exactly. So this is the Pshat of the Ramban. The Ritva brings out two Pshatim, I think, but the Ramban and... And the Ritva also quotes this as one of his answers. Says, no. Halacha kistam mishnah. We know it's a machlokes tanaim, but our mishnah is a stam mishnah. And therefore it should prove who the halacha is like. Right? We know it's a machlokes tanaim, but now we can prove which time is right. In which case, then... Sorry. What was Abaye's kasha? What's the lashon of Abaye? The lashon of Abaye is Amar Rabbis Doche Isvei Abaye. Then what's the Isvei Abaye? Abaye proves from a brisa. How does a brisa help? A brisa is not a stam mishnah, right? He brings a proof from a brisa to the Ein Zika.
The brisa is explaining those things.
Exactly, and that's what you would say according to this derech, that this brisa is Mefaresh, actually, you don't need English here, right? Kistam Mishnah. So like, we know it's a Machlokes Tanaim. We know it's a Machlokes, what do they say? They say, the Ramban and Ritva, their derech is, it is a machlokes tanoim. They admit it's a machlokes tanoim, but they're right for the stam mishnah. Okay, Rabbi gets out of the right for the stam mishnah. Abai brings the right for brisa, which he knows is the paper. This is the stam of brisa in the belt. It's the tosefta that mefarish this in some collection. The tosefta that mefarish this stam mishnah, and therefore the brisa goes back to the stam mishnah. He's bringing right for the stam mishnah. Then we get out of it by saying this is not a stam mishnah. This is only the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Right? Okay. That is one derech. The Rashba quoting Moshe Rav Shneir and Rabbi Yonah, who's quoting the Rashba, also the Ritva, quotes this maybe from Bali Tosos. What's the second derech? The second derech in interpreting the sugya is the Rashba and Rav Moshe Rav Shneir. And Rabbeinu Yonah, he also quotes as this derech, and the Ritva also quotes this derech. What do they say? They say no, it's not a machlokes tanaim. Who says it was ever a machlokes tanaim? You think it was always a machlokes tanaim at Zika. So what do they say? What do they want to answer? They say that no, it's not. Better. They wanted to say that Rav Huna Bar Chiya says that according to them, Rav Huna Bar Chiya claims all Tanoim agree Ein Zika. He's not bringing right for Stam Mishnah. He's been saying all Tanoim hold Ein Zika. Oh, we know there's Machlokes Tanoim with the Yeshua Ein Zika. So what do they explain? Exactly. All Tanam agree. Ein Zika. Achar Misa. And the Machlokes is only Mechayim. And who are the Tanam called Yesh Zika? Ah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says, if you're Mekadesh, you're Zekukas.
sister, don't sleep with her because she has an isra of achosukukasu. Yeah, that's while everyone's alive there, Zika. That's Madhubiyish Zika. You know, the maybe Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Eliezer hold a farsa darim. That's obviously while someone's alive there, farsa darim. But, as the Gemara says, Havamina, Havalachar Misa, Havamina Mechaim Tab Yilches, Alachar Misa Pakala Zika. You might think that after Misa, the Zika disappears. Right? So therefore, there is no Tana who says explicitly that Zika remains even after Misa. So that's what Rav Huna Bar Chiya is saying, look, no Tanaim so far have explicitly discussed after Misa. Now I have one Tana. So the one Tana says in Zika. So he said, I have a good proof. You have no Tana who say Yesh Zika Achar Misa. And I have one Tana who says Ein Zika Achar Misa. So that's his Taina. His Taina is that the only Tana who discusses Zika Achar Misa holds Ein Zika. That's his Taina. And then Rabbi gets out of it and says, no, really, old Yesh Zika, don't make the deal. Then he brings the Brisa, says, okay, fine, don't make the deal for the Mishnah. But the Brisa is now the only Tana who's giving an opinion on Zika Lachar Misa and holds Ein Zika. And then, whoever answers Abaye, maybe it's not so old with the name, yeah, the Stam of the Gemara answers, Hamani Reb Meir Dara Ein Zika, they say, you can't bring A. So that's Rav Huna Bar Chiya. And then Rabbi says, no, you can't make the deal for the Mishnah. So then what's the Isfe Abaye? Abaye says that the Braisa is the only Tana who discusses Zika La'achar Misa and holds in Zika Achar Misa, right? Says, fine, so the Mishnah, you can't be back anything. The Mishnah didn't discuss it, right? That's neutral. The Brisa is the only one to discuss it, holds in Zika Lachar Misa. And we answer, no, you think the Brisa is like the only one to discuss holds in Zika Lachar Misa? The Brisa of Meir holds in Zika even Mechayim. That doesn't, so of course it holds in Zika Mechayim. It doesn't prove anything about the Tano holds Yesh Zika Mechayim, maybe holds Yesh Zika Lachar Misa. Here we're talking about Achar Misa of the Yavam. Rav and Shmuel are talking about Achar Misa of the Yavam Ma. But we're assuming that it's the same idea. This is against the Tosos, the Rasa Avol Mechayim, at the end of the Zayin Rebeis. The Tosa, at the end of the Rasa Avol Mechayim, says, Yishlomar, last two lines, Avi Shashas also Sartu Kusa, even though Shas said, you might have thought it's only Mechayim, not Achamisa, Ha'emes Hu, the Yishdika Achamisa Nami Os, Yishdika Achamisa Nami Os, or Yishdika Bechli Lopaka. The truth is, there's really no chiluk. The truth is, if there's Zika when you're alive, there's Zika when you're dead. If there's no Zika when you're alive, there's no Zika when you're dead. The truth is that there's not a reasonable chiluk. So, this is against... What did Rasa was that again?
Aval.
Against Tosmah. Tosmah Aval says this is not really reasonable chiluk to make, but Moshe Bershneer and Rabbeinu Yonah, who the Rashba like in the Ritva quote, saying, no, this really is a reasonable, it is a reasonable chiluk to make, and what Rav Huna was timing is not Ein Zika Bechlal. And that's the difference. According to the Ramban, Rav Huna was timing Ein Zika Bechlal. Stam Mishnah is Machriel Machot Tanaim. According to Rabbi Yonah, he was timing on maybe Ein Zika, maybe Yesh Zika. But after Misa, for sure, the Zika disappears. And either way, Shmuel managed to defend himself. That's just the two ways are based on whether we really think Zika could disappear or not. Okay, let's read a little more shot of the Gemara for now. Omisvir Meir in Zika, do you really think Rav Meir holds in Zika? That's not. Arba Achen Shnayim Nesun Shnei Achayos Umeisa Nesun Achayos Arelu Cholzos Lomasi Atmos Deis Alkadait Sarver Merin Zika Hani Betray Bati Kasyon Haile Yavim Chado Haile Yavim Chado Haile Yavim Chado. So how can you claim that Rav Meir holds Ein Zika Yesh Zika? How can you claim that Rav Meir holds Ein Zika? There's a Stam Mishnah which must be Rabbi Meir. What does the Mishnah say?
There are four brothers, and two of them die and leave, having to be married to two sisters, and they leave the two sisters. Now, you can't do yibum to either one of them, right? You have to do chalitza, you can't do yibum to either one of them, because each one is achosuku kassel. So, but if Rabbi Meir holds in Zika, then achosuku kassel is perfectly mutter, so let them each do yibum to one of them. So the answer is, right, they're from two different houses, right? Two different brothers left two different wives. So Reuben and Shimon died, left two sisters. Let Levi marry one sister, you're going to marry the other sister, because you're allowed to marry achosuku kassel. So the answer is no liolo in Zika. Really, Rabbi Meir holds in Zika. But Mishum the Kassover, Asur Levatel, Mitzvahs Yadmin. He just holds the reason it's Asur is not because of Zika, but because of Asur Levatel, Mitzvahs Yadmin. What's the Bittel Mitzvahs Yadmin? That if Levi marries one sister, Dilmad Miyam Chad Mayis Idach. Maybe when Levi marries one sister, Yehuda might die. And if Levi marries one sister and Yehuda dies, then Levi is the only brother left. And now the second sister is his sister-in-law and is an Erva and doesn't get even more Chalitza. And you've been Levatel and Mitzvah. What do you mean? If you hold Ein Zika, who says the problem is the Mitzvah Yadmin? If you hold Ein Zika, maybe it's okay to invite the Mitzvah Yadmin, because Rabbi Gamliel said it's okay. Rabbi Gamliel or Ein Zika or to invite the Mitzvah Yadmin. Rabbi Gamliel or Ein Zika was Matar Bittel Mitzvah Yadmin, the Tanan. Rabbi Gamliel or Miana Miana, Vim Lo Miana Tanta Nishatag Mitzvah Yadmin Shavach Hosisha. Right, Rabbi Gamliel said, what's the case? A person had married a girl who was 11 years old with Kiddushei Miyah, Kiddushei Drabbanan. And then his brother's married to her 12-year-old sister. His brother dies. Now, his wife's sister falls in front for Yibam, but he's only married to his wife, Midi Rabbanan. So what does Rabbi Gamliel say? Gamliel says, look, if his wife wants to do Miyun, then he was never married to her, and now he can do Yibam to her sister. If his wife doesn't want to do Miyun, then wait till his wife grows up, marry her Do Raisa, and the Yavama will disappear because she's now an Erebo without even more Chalitza, which is exactly Bittul Mitzvahs Yadmin. So Gamliel permits Bittul Mitzvahs Yadmin. Amar Leh, Rav Gamliel, the Rebbe Karamis, what did he bring a steer for Rav Gamliel onto Rav Meir? Lo hachi Arminan. Is this what I meant to say? Rav Meir chai shemil speker, Rav Gamliel feel of sorry. Amar Leh, Rav Gamliel, the Rebbe Karamis, what kind of kashi? You guys can kashi Rav Gamliel and Rav Meir? Rav Gamliel lein Zika, which is why I'm allowed to marry my Zakuka's sister, and Mutl about the Mitzvahs Yadmin. Rav Meir holds Ein Zika, and also about the Mitzvahs Yadmin. Just like Rav did. What's the problem? Oh, Hachi Amrei, this is my kasha. How could it be that Rav Meir chayish afilo steak and Rav Gamliel afilo vade lo chayish? How could it be that there's two ways to hold Ein Zika, and Rav Meir is even worried about a suffix bit of Mitzvahs Yadmin if Yehuda would die? Rav Gamliel permits a vade. How could Rav Gamliel matter a vade bit of Mitzvahs Yadmin? And Rav Meir asks for even a chashash sofik that's on Mitzvahs Yadmin. How can they have such a big machlokas? Answer is Eirach Hanami. Dilma man de lo chayish, de lo vado chayish, de lo chayish, de lo svei de chayish. No, maybe Eirach Hanami. Rav Meir's choshish for the Isser, he asks for Bittul Mitzvahs Yadmin, even in the case of sofik it might happen. And Rav Gamliel permits Bittul Mitzvahs Yadmin, even in the case of Vadai, and it's a machlokas, radical and a katsa, that could be. Okay, that's Pshat in the Gemara. We'll have to come back to Tosus the Remesol Dilma when we get a chance. But let's go back to the Iker Shan of our Sugya. What's the Iker Yesod of our Sugya? Until now, on Yudzayim of Beis, we learned that if you hold Yesh Zika, what becomes Usher if you hold Yesh Zika? The relatives of your Zakuka become Usher. It's like you're married to your Yavama. And her relatives are like Arias, so her relatives become Usser. That is, if you have a Yavama, you're Usser and her sister and her mother and her daughter and etc., etc. On Yud Chetzim and Aleph, we learn a new fact. That Yesh Zika can also lead to an Isser of Tzaras Erva. Someone has two wives, one he's married to. Sorry, someone has one wife and one Zakuka, one Yavama who's Zakuka low. If you hold Ein Zika, he only has one wife. If you hold Yesh Zika, it's as if he has two wives. And it's as if he has two wives, and since one of them is an erva, the other one also becomes also because of Saras erva. This becomes a little tricky, as we might have noticed in the Rambam. What did the Rambam say? In Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Ches, the Rambam brings down our Mishnah. Asa Shimon Maimer Biyavimto Eishas Ruvain.
Shimon does a maimer to, he brings out our Mishnah, right? Shimon does a maimer, that's the case on the right of the board, umeis kodem shechosa, and then dies before actually doing the biyah. Hare Levi, Levi was born, choleitz l'tzarasa v'lo miyabim, Levi does chalitza to Shimon's wife and not yibam. So in a maimer, kodem b'yom kinyan gomer. Maimer's not a total kinyan, maimer's a semi-kinyan. Therefore, what is the Rambam quote? Reuven dies, Levi's born, Shimon does maimer and dies. So Shimon's sort of half married to Ishus Reuven, because maimer is not a kinyan gomer, we pass like Beis Hillel. And therefore, since he's half married to Ishus Reuven, she's like a halfway tzaras, his wife is a halfway tzaras erifah to Levi. Therefore, Levi is du chalitza, not yibam. The Magid Mishnah asks on the Rambam, what's pshat in the Rambam? Really, the same question Rav Huna Bar Chiya asks on our Gemara. Why did the Rambam have to put in Maimar, since we hold Yesh Zika, all Rishonim Paskin Yesh Zika. Everyone Paskins Yesh Zika. Since we hold Yesh Zika, he didn't have to put in Maimar. Even Zika would be considered partially married and Asher the Tzara. That's the Magid Mishnah. Kasha says the Magid Mishnah. The Yesh Ladakte. Lomo beer of Beno Shapilo blow my Marcerasa who lets us blow Messia Bemis. The mind of Kunim Sisla Fugim reader meet the Shamai who look over to the East of the Gemara, but in Kaimelon Yesh Zika, Philo blow my Mar. Right? We own Yesh Zika. It's strange. The Ram didn't write it, Lonis Gilbert Rift didn't write it, Gamar Beno Lukas the Avala Rash, Bazal Kosaka, Vuru Gemara. But it's clear in the Gemara, meaning the Rambam left out this case. What did the Rambam think about this case? So, the Magid Mishnah says, Tzarech Ion, he's not sure why the Rambam said Maimar and left out this case of Zika. So, what might you answer? Why would the Rambam said Maimar and leave out this case of Zika?
Just quoting the Mishnah.
He's just quoting the Mishnah, but the Rambam shouldn't just quote the Mishnah. He should make things clear, no? So this is a little unclear. There are two answers to what's pshat in the Rambam. There's the Kesef Mishnah, and there's the Rambam. What do I mean by that? The Kesef Mishnah, for some reason, I warned you, was printed in the wrong place. It was printed a few halachas earlier. But the Kesef Mishnah, but you know he's talking about our halacha, because he starts with, Kasav harav amagim, askan di marsham, etc. V'yesh l'dakdik, lom l'ubi urbeinu shafil, lom maimer, tzarsav lez, lom sirbemes, v'chuli. He quotes Losh l'magim Mishnah. Hai v'yesh l'dakdik, shayich l'mata, b'dibur maskal, asa shimu maimer. Ah, he had the Magid Mishnah in the wrong place. So he says, ah, the Magid Mishnah writes, yesh l'dakdik, the Magid Mishnah shayich an alochi yukas. Okay, by our additions, they put the Magid Mishnah back in the right place, but still left the Kesef Mishnah in the wrong place. No. Says, yeah, the Rif didn't specify anything in the second parak, but he had a parallel case in the fourth parak, and he took care of it there. The Rif in the fourth parak says, even without a Maimer, Yesh Zika, it's still considered semi married to you. What did the Rif say in the fourth parak? Yeah, really, Zika would be the same as Maimer. The only reason they said Maimer is Lafukim Beis Shammai, like Rabbah answered here. So says the Kesef Mishnah, he says the same thing in the Beis Yosef, the Torah. Quotes, well, the Rambam has this crazy shita who doesn't, it says Maimer only and not Zika, and that goes against Yesh Zika, that's ridiculous. And then Beis Yosef says to the Torah, the same thing, that the Kesef Mishnah says to the Magid Mishnah. He says, Vein Dimre Gemara Shom, Shom Nimel Lechor Gdas Allah, Zuchinu Elisha Rabbeinu had to pull Loshna Mishnah. The Rambam is the same as the Gemara. The Gadani also bar Maimer Chuli, the Enoch and Amid Lo Maimer Nami Chuletzes, Mishum Dabai Tzoris Erb Bezika, Vlo Choshos Levar Zerkan, Fisha Samach Mashakasa, the Gabi Gimel Achim, etc., Vlo Od, etc., etc. And then he says, okay, what is the, we'll get to that Samach in a second, what does the Kesef Mishnah say? He says, the Rambam was just like Rabbah said. He meant with Maimer, you're considered to be half married, and even without Maimer, Yesh Zika, you're considered to be partially married.
Why did the Rambam only say Maimer? Allah Fukim Meshamai. That was Lush on the Rambam. She'ena Maimer Kona Kenyan Gomer. Ah, but didn't the Rambam want to teach Yish Zika? He said, no problem. The Rambam taught us Yish Zika because he relied on what he said later on. So let's see the later on. Let's try to put these together and find the three places the Rambam discusses this. And figure out a shot in the Rambam. Okay? Let us, I'm going to be brave. I'm going to erase this and try to put it back on the board. I don't know what happened to Pardo. Okay? Anyone listening to the internet, you know, abandon all you who enter here. What are the cases of the Rambam? First, let's take the Rambam. Rambam Vav Yud Ches equals the Mishnah and Daf Yud Zayin and Aleph. Right? What's the case of the Rambam there? The case of the Rambam is that who does Shimon have? Right? All the cases are where Reuben died and Levi's alive, right? Reuben died, then Shimon died, now we have Levi. That's the case, right? Reuben dies, then something happened, and Shimon dies, and now Levi is doesn't know what to do. Right? Levi's the one asking the Shaila. Levi is... Sorry? Levi is the, at this point, the only potential Yavam. So what's the case? What's the case in our Mishnah? Let's remember. What's the case in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah, who does Shimon Mapil Bifnei Levi, right? So in our Mishnah, he had a real wife who was normal, and he had Ashes Ruvain. He left Ashes Ruvain, who was Ashes Achiv Shalom Haya Be'olamo. And what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, if he did Mamar to Ashes Ruvain, then his wife is also Usher. Right? Because Mamar is a little like marriage, so his wife is a little like Tzara Serba. That's the Rambam Vav Yud Ches. Then the question becomes, even if he didn't do Maimar Yesh Zika, so he's partially considered Midrabanan and partially met with Kondarashi Midaraisa maybe, but at least Midrabanan and partially married to Ashes Ruvain, and it should still ask for his wife. So the question is, right? What? What does my mission say? Kasha is, what if he just had Zika in Ashes Ruvain? So what is the Kesef Mishnah answers? Two bases of the Rambam. One is the Kesef Mishnah answers. It would be the same din. She would also be Asura. It would be exactly the same thing, whether he did Mimer or didn't do Mimer, same thing. So why did the Rama mention Mimer? Lafukim Beishamai, just like the Gemara says. After all, if you can answer up the Mishnah that way, you can answer up the Rama that way. The Rama is preserving the same structure as the Mishnah, and knew you can answer up with Rava's answer. Also be Asura, and he mentioned Mimer only La'afuke mi beishamai. Basically, the Magen Mishnah is Rehuna Bar Chinna asking a kasha on the Rambam, and the Kesef Mishnah is Rava answering it. And he says, and if you say, shouldn't the Rambam have been more clear? We know the Mishnah is not always clear. The Gemara has to explain in all kinds of devious ways. But the Rambam's whole matarad, the whole point of the Rambam is to be clear. says, yeah, the Rambam wouldn't have just left it like that for you to be a Rav Huna Bar Chinina and a Rabbah. He made it clear in Vav Chaf Hei. So what's the second case?
Is the Rambam in Vav Chaf Hei, which is...
Sorry. The Rambam per Vav Chaf Hei says, look, it's just 7 halachas later. The Rambam figured, right? He didn't know he'd be read in 2012. He figured people would have patience to go another 7 halachas. You know, that far you could go. So this is Mishnah and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, Mishnah number 2. If I'm not mistaken, there are like 3 or 4 Mishnahs there. What's the case there? What's Chaf Hei? Shlosha Achis Shnayim Nishrun Shtei Achayos. Here the Erev is not Ishtach Shlo Hayav Olamo. What's the Erev? Achodesh, no good. Again, no, there's no intermarriage going on here. Don't misinterpret, right? A non-sister. Okay, the v'lo ode to the very complex sugya there, which of Rav Ashi, which we won't get into. Let's just stick with the first part. What happens here? Mace, who dies here? Hanasui Nachris, right? So first Reuven dies, who's married to a non-sister. And then Shimon dies, who's married to a sister. So who does Shimon leave? He leaves his real wife, who is an erva of Achos Ishto, right? Because Shimon and Levi are married to sisters. And he leaves Ashes Reuven, who is normal, right? Reuven dies, he's married to a normal woman. And then Shimon dies, who's married to his sister. So now in front of Levi falls Shimon's wife, who's his sister-in-law, one of the 15 Arayos, and Reuven's wife, who's normal. And what does the Rambam say explicitly? The Rambam says explicitly, even without Mamer, says the Rambam, Eishes Reuven is Asura because of Saras Erva Al Yedei Zika. Says right there. He says, you don't need Maimar. The very fact that Ashes Reuven is Zekuka to Shimon makes her partially married to Shimon. Therefore, she becomes Usher because she's a Shtickel Tzoras Erva. Shimon has 1.5 wives, his real wife and his Zika Ashes Reuven. So, the one wife who's an Erva, Asher's the half-wife. With a partial Isser through Tzoras Erva, she's Cholexus, Lomus, and Venice. These are all partially certain. The horror, because the Rambam would admit Zika's only Drabbanan. So, Cholexus below, Mitzia Bemis. And the Kesavisha says, this is where the Rambam clarified Yesh Zika, and Zika is considered marriage in order to make two women go together and have an Isser of Tzoras Erva. So the Kesavisha says that this is where the Rambam clarified that Yesh Zika Le'inyan Isser Tzoros. So the Rambam clarified in Chaf Hei, and in Yud Ches he decided to follow Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, who was his idol anyway, and or his role model anyway. Rambam didn't like idols. Who was his role model anyway, and just say Ma'ir Lafukim Meishamai. Okay, let's just do one last Rashi, which the Kesef Mishnah doesn't deal with, but he could. Zion, well, it's really Vav to Zion, right? Zion. So what does he say here? Here he has the first Mishnah on Daf Lamed Aleph. Gimel Achim, Beis Mem Nesun L'Shtei Achayos. Again, 3 brothers. There are 2 are married to sisters, and 1 is married to a normal woman. But the difference is, Reuven here is married to a sister. That's how it's different from Rav Chaf Hei. Reuven is married to a sister. Meis Echem Mibali Achayos. V'asa Shlishi B'Vinto Maimar. V'achar Kach Meis. Bal Achos Hashnia. Etc. Meis Zayin. What does the Rambam say? Let's just make it very clear. This is the 3rd Rambam. The Rambam in Zion. And this is the Mishnah on Daf Lamed of Aleph. Mishnah number 1. What's this case? Reuven dies and leaves the sister-in-law. And then Shimon dies and leaves a normal wife. So who does Shimon leave in this case? His Shimon's real wife is a normal woman, and Shimon also leaves behind Ashes Reuven, who is
Achos ishto.
Right, this is very parallel to our Mishnah.
Right, Shimon's wife is normal, but the woman who fell before Shimon from Reuven is Erva. Just in our parak, it's Ish Achiv.
Shelo Hayabo
Lamo. In the third parak, it's Achos ishto.
Right, this happened. First, Reuven died and left my sister-in-law. Then Shimon died and left a normal woman. Now, what do I do with these two women? So what does the Rambam say?
If Shimon
right, if Levi had done my racist Reuven, that's Zion Fuff. We're not getting into that.
If Shimon did my mar to Ashes Reuven, then his wife is also Asura. Okay, Shimon did Mimer Ishus Reuven, his wife is also Asura. So, now you could ask the same Kasha, right? The Mike Sorokeach here, if you want to name for Achron, you don't need it. You can figure this out on your own. You know how to do parallel. You just ask the same question you can say after the Mike Sorokeach asked you, he said, shouldn't you ask the Magid Mishnah's Kasha? What about Mimer? Even just Zika should have made her Tsaris Erva. Says, that's fine, you can give the Kesef Mishnah's answer, which is also in the Gemara there. And the Rambam is just following the Mishnah in the Gemara. It said Maimar. Really, the same would be Maimar, the same would be Zika. It just said Maimar, Lefukim Dei Shammai, which is what the Rambam ended with. Eina Maimar, Konek, Inyan Gomer. This is exactly what the...
I don't think the Kesef Mishnah says anything here, but that's what the Maisa Rokeach and many Achronim say here.
The Maisa Rokeach says that... No, just Zika would also be Asura. And the Rambam only mentioned Maimar La'afuke Mibei Shammai. Now, you could ask the Kasha, why did the Rambam twice have to be La'afuke Mibei Shammai? Right? Who's the first person to ask that kasha now in the Rambam? First Tosfos Daf Yuches and Aleph. The Rambam is just quoting two Mishnayos. So Tosfos says, Tema, the Matzor, the Mishnah, the Shnei, the Kol, the Fukim, the Shammai. Why do you need two Fukim, the Shammai? The Lekam, the Dalet, the Achim, the Gimel, the Achim, the Shnei, the Sun, the Achoyos, the Chuli, the exact case that we just put on the board, the third case, Katani, Nami, Asa, Ramayim, 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 says the same thing as Rambam says here. Would be the same with that of Maimer, D.H. Zika. But the Gedolim Maimer, Lafukim Beishamai. Why do you need two Lafukim Beishamais? So the truth is that it doesn't matter what Tosfos answers. Once you go to the same Kasha of the Mishnah, then it's not a Pirach on the Rambam, right? Lemaisa, if the Mishnah can do twice Lafukim Beishamai, then the Rambam, even if you don't give the same answer, Mestama the Rambam could also go twice Lafukim Beishamai. Tosfos actually gives a funny answer, a difficult answer. Lafukim Beishamai is dochuk. If it had been one Mishnah, we would have said it really means to teach us Ein Zika. It really means to teach us Ein Zika. We need two Mishnayos to teach you as an extra one to show us that it's not like the Pashut Pshat, it's Lafukim Beishamai. Then he says, "Rav, the brain zika sorry, sorry. Have me the yeshik. The lot of mishnas here. I mean, not that I saw my mila from Shammai. Okay, we know Tosos, so it's sort of funny. What he's saying is that Shmuel holds yeshika says we would have put ein zika. We need an extra mishnah to teach lafuk b'shammai. Rav holds ein zika says we would have thought yeshika. We need an extra mishnah to teach us not what we would have thought that ein zika. Okay." But whatever you answer, I'm not sure these answers would apply to the Rambam. But Lamaisa, look, the Mishnah has the same problem as the Rambam, so the Rambam is not going to die from this Kasha. That is the derech of the Kesef Mishnah. And if this was all we had in the Rambam, then I'd be satisfied. Could be, you know, why can't the Rambam do the same thing that the Mishnayos and the Gemara did? Right? After all, he did make it all clear in at least one place that Yesh Zika, and that Zika can cause an issue of Tsaris Erva. Just like Zika was an Isser of Krovos, it was an Isser of Tsaris Erva. Could be. However, the Or Sameach takes a different approach, and the reason the Or Sameach takes a different approach is because of the Dvarim Mefurashim of the Rambam, Perish Mishnayos. Now, of course, you never know whether Perish Mishnayos and Mishnah Torah are supposed to agree or not. Meaning, I can tell you dozens of times when the Rambam changes mind between Perish Mishnayos and Mishnah Torah. He's allowed to change his mind.
Perish of Mishnayos replied what he thought at first when he wanted people to get a Pekias in Mishnayos. Mishnah Torah is when he entered a Paskin Alach Ladoros and had his final very carefully measured and checked and double-checked and triple-checked Maskana. So it could be that he changed his mind. Supposedly he was young when he wrote the Perish of Mishnayos. And maybe he was also in Golos when he wrote the Perish of Mishnayos. I don't mean outside of Israel. I mean, Mamish, you know, he was like on a boat fleeing from the Almohads and whatever, okay. The historians discuss exactly where he was when he wrote everything, and it seems that he was really like Mamish Batal Tel Mi Makom Makom. So okay, the Perish of Mishnayos don't always have to agree. But once, you know, if it was a flat-out stira, you wouldn't say, let me stay up all night answering the stira between the Perish of Mishnayos and the Mishnah Torah. You would say he changed his mind. But if the Mishnah Torah is already suspicious, right? The Mishnah Torah is suspicious. The Magen Mishnah says there's suspicious things going on. And the Torah says the Rambam here has a radical shita. Then the Ketz Mishnah says, don't pay attention. It's really lav d'dafka. I can excuse the Rambam's strange language. But if the Rambam says something strange and then backs it up with the Perish of Mishnayos, it would make, if your name was Rav Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, it would make you think that it's not merely coincidence that maybe you have to put together the Rambam Perish Mishnayos and the Rambam Mishnah Torah here. What does the Rambam say in Perish Mishnayos? So, if I can find, anyone know where the Perish Mishnayos is in the Ozva Hadar?
Yeah,
oh, it's like all the way in the back. There's a Mishnah section, right?
Right after the charts.
Right, where are the charts? Oh, I got it. Oh, look at this. It has all kinds of things on Mishnayos. Great. It has the main Mefarshim of Mishnayos. That's wonderful. I would prefer a couple more, but okay. I still got to be a partner of the people who print the Mishnayos. Says the he has a cute Eger here. Okay. He has the Rama, because that was always in the Shas. He has the part newer and the Yontif, those are the basics. And he has the Rav Akiva Eger, so that's the most longish. So, says the Rambam right here, Kate said, Ishtach Shalahayu Bolomo Kuli, Lamadnu Isra Ishtach Shalahayu Bolomo, Umasha Nemark, Yeshua Achim Yachta, Pratle Ishtach Shalahayu Bolomo. Great. Umaymer Hua Kedushin, the Dinah Kedushin, Ilam Akons, Kayotah, Madrigas Kedushin, Enu Gamurim, and Maymer is Kedushin, but in Yibam it's partial Kedushin, because it's a Midaraisa, you can't be Mekadosh Yibam. The Dan Lahachim, and therefore you're always Machmer, the most Machmer approach of being Mekudesh and not Mekudesh. That's not controversial. But any farish b'kan zehinin al derech mashal l'hakish alav shara dima sheyimtzim zehinin. The normal derech mashal ruben ha'yishlo isha shmalei ve'acharka mei shimon achdei v'niach isha. He has different ruben shimon than we do. Ve'achar misa shimon olav levi ve'achar no levi kiddush ruben rachel sheyivinto meis. I didn't know saying sheyachlok levi levi le'yam mosav zem they sheim ruben lo kiddush rachel ha'yilu levi sheyam le'ya im yirtzo yachlitz. So what does he say? I'll come back to the important line. He says that look, Maimer, we have to, he doesn't mean that we're misupik what a Maimer is. It means Maimer is in between, so we have to like see what would be if there was Kedushin, what would be if there wasn't Kedushin, and be machmer for both sides, because when you're in between, you have to be machmer for both sides. So he says, look, what's the case here of Maimer? He did Maimer to an Erev Meshach Shalei Bolam. It would be Kedushin Gemurim, it would pater his wife through Tsar's Erev. If it would not be Kedushin, then his wife would be Choletz Tzomet Yabemis. Therefore, to be machmer for the aspect where it's not Kedushin, she does Chalitza, because then if she needed, she has. To be machmer for the aspect where it was Kedushin, she doesn't do Yibam. So therefore, either way, chalitza is always safe. If you don't need anything, it doesn't hurt to do chalitza, just taking off a shoe. Just a waste of time taking off a shoe. And if you do need something, once you have chalitza, you can marry in the shuk. Okay, so far not terribly controversial. But what did the Rambam say in the middle here? If we paid attention, I just read it through very fast, just to show you what happens if you read through very fast, if you miss the important parts. But if you, I always read through very fast, that's what I'm sorry that you read it slow already. But I never read through very fast, set an example. But what does he say here? Go back to the Nomo Derech Mashal, etc. V'zeh mipnei she'em ruein lo kiddush Rachel. If he hadn't done Maimer, meaning if it had just been Zika, ha'ilo levi she'yabem l'leya and yirto yachlod, it would have been mutter to do Yibam to his wife. What does the Rambam say in the midst of this description, which sounds very innocent? He says, if not for Maimer, it would be mutter to do Yibam for his wife.
That sounds like Ein Zika. What does derech
number two is the Or Sameach Al Pi Rambam Perush HaMishnayos disagrees with the Kesef Mishnah.
Again, if the Kesef Mishnah was here, he might say, I don't care what it says in the Perush HaMishnayos, I still keep my pshat.
But if you assume that it's not coincidence that the Rambam got cloudy and controversial and confused everyone in the Mishnah Torah, and with, said something very clearly in the Perush HaMishnayos, L'chora, it would behoove us to interpret the Mishnah Torah, Al Pi Perush HaMishnayos, what would the Rambam be saying then about our Mishnah on Yud Zayin Yud Beis? The Rambam, Mifurush, the Perush HaMishnayos, that if it was only Zika without Mamar, then Eishes Shimon, again, he switches Reuben and Shimon from the way I put it, so don't let that confuse you. I apologize. Maybe I should have realized this in advance and planned accordingly. But Eishes Shimon would be Misya Bemes. If it was not for the Kiddushin, if it was just a matter of Zika, she would be saying, Zai. Only Mimer is a problem. Zika is nothing. What does the Rambam seem to think? We know the Rambam holds Yesh Zika. He seems to think, maybe Yesh Zika, but Zika doesn't create an Isser of Tzaris Erva. Right? What does the Rambam seem to say? The Rambam, if you take the Perush HaMishnayos, one second, what would the Rambam say? The Rambam would be saying, meaning, like Rav Huna, Bar Chiya, not like Ravid, right? Like, not like Rava. Kesef Mishnah saying is like Rava. No, like Rav Huna Bar Chiya, he takes the Mishnah literally. Only the Mimer makes her partially married. Zika would not make her partially married. What does the Rambam think? Ein Zika L'inyan Isser Tzaris Erva. Zika doesn't create an Isser of Tzaris Erva. Zika might ask her relative. If a woman is Zakuka to me, I can't marry her mother. That's like Zerud Rabbanan. If she's Zakuka to me, I'm too close to her, I can't marry her mother. But if she's Zakuka to someone else, if she's Zakuka to someone else, and then he dies, that doesn't create an Isser of Tzaris Erva. Zika is not strong enough to make you so married that you ruin the other wife. Zika is not strong enough to make you able to infect the other wife. No, it's strong enough to make you usher to marry her mother, as Xerud Rabbanan, but it's not strong enough to infect the other wife. Now, let's see what the Or Sameach would. What about, why doesn't he like Rava's answer? Why doesn't he like Rava's answer? So maybe some of the Achronim suggest that he doesn't like Rava's answer in our sugya because of Tosfos Kasha. Why don't you two Mishnayos of Lafugim Beishamai? Maybe Tosfos has an answer, a dochok answer. Maybe the Rambam thinks, you know what? In one of these Mishnayos, you go to Lafugim Beishamai. Once in two Mishnayos, then we take a daf, we say, Ein Zika L'Inyan Tzaris Erva. Zika is not enough to make you so married you can ask your tzara. Maybe we say the same thing about Zion Zion. The Or Sameach says the same thing. The Or Sameach says, no. If it was just Zika, Eishes Shimon, yeah, would be Misya Bemes, because Ein Zika V'inyan Iser Tzaris Erba. Zika is just exerted her bonnet to ask her mother. That's a very obvious thing. Zika is not going to ask her Tzaris Erba. However, where did the Or Sameach get a little stuck? What if Vav Chav Hei? That's Mefurish, that Zika. What's the Rambam's Lashon Vav Chav Hei?
The Rambam even uses the Lashon. We don't have to guess. Tzaris Achos Ishto Bezika. Ah, your Tzaris Erba Yidi Zika.
So doesn't that kill the Or Sameach's pshat? Doesn't that kill trying to integrate the Perush HaMishnayos with the Mishnah Torah and unify the Rambam? So the Or Sameach says, Lav Davka. He says these are really two different cases. What does, let's call this A, B, C. What do A and C have in common as opposed to B? Right, notice, the Rambam said Mimer is a problem by A and C. Zika is a problem by B. So the Kedemish says Lav Davka. He just relied on B that Zika is a problem everywhere, and A and C wanted to double Afukim Beishamai. Why do you need to double Afukim Beishamai? All right, we'll figure something out. The Yosef Rebbe would say, no, no, he's medayik everywhere. What's the difference between the cases? The difference is, yeah? Which one is which, right? Is it Eish HaShimon who is trying to assert by the Erev of Zikas Ruvain? Or is it Zikas Ruvain who might get assert by the Erev of Eish HaShimon? Right, over here, the Shaila is, does Zikas Eish HaRuvain ruin Eish HaShimon? Over here, the Shaila is, does Eish HaShimon ruin Zikas Eish HaRuvain? Those are two totally different Shailas. Who said they have to be the same? As a matter of fact, a very ironic, maybe perhaps even backfiring proof they don't be the same, is that there's Shita the Rashba, quoted by Mimi here, who says, no, those two cases are totally different. He just says diametrically opposite. From what sounds like, from what the Yosef says in the Rambam. But let's think of the Rambam. Maybe the Rambam say, in this case, no. In this case, the Yosef asks, Mode, Yesh Zika does create an Isser Saras Erva on who? Not on Eish HaShimon. On Eish HaRuvain. What's the difference? The difference is Pasha. The difference is it depends what we're talking about. For sure, Yesh Zika. But maybe what the Rambam Shita according to Yosef Meach, if you believe the Rambam Pirsha Mishnayis and want to integrate it, which I do because it's too much of a coincidence, and in Pirsha Mishnayis, he said like Rav Huna Bar Chiya, and then the Mishnah Torah, he sort of sounds like that, and you have to like get out of it. No, just say he's saying the same thing. Says it depends what the case is. In these two cases, what he's saying is that an erva al yedei zika does not ruin ishto gemura. Right over here, the erva is zakuka to Shimon. Shimon's wife is normal. The answer is, the Yesh Zika, but Yesh Zika is not strong enough for my Zika wife to make my real wife her Tzara. My real wife is not a Tzara of the Zika wife, meaning, let me just say this even better, a full wife is not called the Tzara of a Zakuka. That's what's going on in these two cases. The Zakuka's an Erva? No. The Zakuka can't say, she's just a Zakuka. Yes, she's Zika, but she's just a Zakuka. She's just like a 10% wife. She can't make my real wife into an Erva. However, in this case, if you're Madaik in the Rambam, what he's saying is that, and Ishto Gemura Erva, Ishto Gemura Erva does ruin a Zakuka. That's the case. His Ishto Gemura was an Erva. His Zakuka was normal. The Ishto Gemura answers the Zakuka. Why? Because a Zakuka is called a Tzara of Ishto Gemura. Now, here I'm going to say things, and really, La Nias Daiti, you don't need my Nias Daiti. The Or Sameach says it. Full disclosure, the Or Sameach says, what's the Svar for the Chilek? And gives a different Svar if you got a chance. By the way, one of the fascinating things is, anyone get a chance to look up that Or Sameach? I know it was in brackets. Just look at the Marboka, Kuntras Azika, Oslama Gimel. The Or Sameach wrote a whole interview with Alitza, a whole Kuntras on Zika. Dozens of pages. He like this. It's not only us who find Zika to be a difficult sugya, right? He knew that this is something that needs a special kuntras from the Or Sameach. Zika has always been a very challenging topic. He gives a different svara. His svara is much more technical. You can even call it Baal Batish if you want. And you know, I wasn't as excited about it. His svara is that the difference is what happens before Shimon dies. He says, what happens before Shimon dies? In these cases,
before Shimon died. In these cases, before Shimon died, Levi couldn't be Miyab Meshes Reuben. Only because it's Erev to him. Only Shimon could. And therefore, only Shimon could be Miyab Meshes. Sorry. In this case, only Shimon could be Miyab Meshes Reuben. And. No. Sorry. Say a little better. In this case, when the normal wife fell before Levi, he was the only one to be miyab in her. So the Rabbanan were making on Zika in order to allow the mitzvah of Yudin to be done. In this case, when the normal wife fell, Levi or Shimon could have miyab in her, and we didn't know Shimon would die. Therefore, they didn't want to be making on Zika because they figured Shimon would live and be miyab in her. All right, very practical about Lots of Svara. Can I and Shem Yersameach see how he explains it? I think you might want to say better, although then you'll go back to your notes in the beginning of the year, so there's Mikashas for the Rambam, and you have to be this, is that maybe what you could say is, it goes back to Tsaris Erva. What's the issue of Tsaris Erva? If the issue of Tsaris Erva is that either there's a whole Nefila or there's no Nefila, everyone goes together, it's a package deal, right? If it's just a package deal, either yes or no, then it's hard to say there's a difference between whether the erva is the full wife or the erva is the partial wife. It should be a package deal. But especially, I think, if you say that what tsaras erva means is that the erva infects the tsara. Right? The tsara becomes like tafel to the erva. And the iser, the erva, extends to the tsara, like we saw in the Briska Rav. Then maybe you can understand this shot in the Rambam. You could say, look, can the erva infect the tsara? If we say the tsara just goes with the erva, that depends. Who's the real wife and who's the partial wife? If the real wife is normal, how can she be tuffle to the partial wife? No, she's not tuffle. She doesn't get the status of the partial wife. So therefore, there's no problem with Zika. But if the real wife is the erva, then of course the Zika is going to be tuffle to the real wife. What do you mean? The real wife's the ikker wife. So the real wife can infect the partial wife, because she's the ikker, but the partial wife can't infect the real wife. And maybe that's shot in the Rambam. Could be there's a lot more that needs to be thought about. This is the kind of thing you need to really think about for 10 years until you get a really brilliant shot. I did learn Yevamos 10 years ago, but I didn't really start thinking about this properly. So you have to wait another 10 years till maybe you get the full pshat, but I think at least partially this is what's going on pshat in the Rambam. So this could be pshat, again, two drachim in the difficult Rambam. Take the Kesem Mishnah approach, Beis Yosef approach. Take the Kesem Mishnah, Beis Yosef, same person approach, and say everything in the Rambam is lav davka, just pull a Rava and say lav davka, lafuk mei shamai, and shalom al Yisrael. The Rambam holds yesh zika. Zika's like a wife, so it creates isher tzaras erva. Or you could do your Sameach based on the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos and the Torah, right? And the Torah. The Torah understands that the Rambam really argues about Zika and those in A and C, right? Although I think the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos is better because it's himself. Say no, the Rambam really meant in two cases Zika doesn't create Yisrael Tzaras Erva, but in one case it does, and it's Meduyik in the Mishnah Torah. What's the difference in the two cases and the one case? Difference is obvious. Which one is normal and which one is erva? And maybe the pshat is, in this case, Zika asers. Because the main wife is an erva, and the Zika wife is tuffle to the main wife. In this case, Maimer would aser, because that's Kedushin, but Zika wouldn't. Why? Because the main wife is normal. She's not going to be tuffle to the Zika wife. So maybe that's pshat in the Rambam. I just have 4 more minutes. Thank you, Mark. I have 4 more minutes. I'll just mention that I already mentioned the Meir here quotes from the Rashba. You can find it in the Rashba. I put in brackets, but that Rashba is very—it's a very complicated shot of a Tyre and Daf Lamanu base. The Meir here just says the part that's relevant for us, very, very, very straightforward in a very straightforward fashion. The Rashba, he even quotes the Meir says he quotes from Gedolei Ador. Gedolei Ador, I think, always means the Rashba. The Rashba says Pumfakeret of the Rambam. The Rashba says Meforish Pumfakeret of the Rambam, which actually is much more Meduyak in the Bavli. And the Gemara. Much more Meduyik than the Rashba. So I'll put the Rashba in red, Rambam's black, Rashba red, Rambam, black, right? Rashba, red, because he starts with R. Why the Rambam is black? Because he's been Pasha. The Rambam is black, because he says everything in a black and white fashion in the Mishnah Torah. Very Pasha, straightforward. So, what does the Rashba say? The Rashba says, pum fakert. The Rashba says that in this case, the Avid Zika would Aser, I'll write forbid for Aser, Ashes Shimon, and in this case, Zika would forbid Ashes Shimon. And he points out that those are the two places where the Gemara actually says Lafukim B'Shamai. But in this case, Zika, without Maimer, would not forbid Ashes Ruvain. Exactly Pumfakert, which means diametrical opposite of the Rambam. What's the Svar for the Rashba? The Rashba is a Svar from a completely different angle. The Rashba's Svar is that Zika always creates an Iser Tzara, unless you can get rid of the Zika. He says, what's cleverly? What's a Svara? Svara is, by the way, all other Rishonim just hold Zika always creates an Iser. It's Usser in all circumstances. They're not Mechalik. Right? All other Rishonim, Shar Rishonim, say always Usser. Saras Erva Al Yidei Zika is always Usser since we hold Yish Zika. They don't say anything challenging. Svara, Yesh Zika. Right? What do you mean, Yesh Zika? After Zika, he has two wives. One is an Erva, they're both Usser. Svara, Yesh Zika. But what's his Svara in this case? So in this case, he pulls a trick. He does an end run around Zika. After all, he's not going to be able to say, oh, in this case, the Zika is less powerful. Because how can you be diametrically opposite of the Rambam? I mean, the Rambam was somewhat logical, so you wouldn't think he'd be diametrically opposite. But here, he can, because he does an end run around it. He goes, what do you call it? Clue? Through the secret passage. What's Pshat? What's the Svara? The Svara is, hold on a second. What's the whole problem with Isser? That Shimon has Zika and Ashes Ruvain. Hold on a second. If Levi, this is a, you need a get to be Yadvah and Ta'achas here. If Levi marries Ashes Ruvain, then he Igloi Milsa, who was the Yadvah for Ruvain? Levi, not Shimon. When Levi does Yibam, Igloi Milsa and Afreya, she was a Kuga to Levi and not Shimon. Because the Rashba holds, it's a big machlokas later on the Sugya, that if you have two Yavams, then whoever does it in the end, Igloi Milsa, he was the Zakuka. How do we know? Remember Hamting that she asked Achicha Maisa and that Tososen and the Gemara Tap Yechazman Beis. If there are two brothers, and Yavam, I want to marry her sister, it's fine. If my brother does Yibam, Igloi Milsa, he of the Zika, not me, I can marry her sister. Therefore, he says, Svara is Kevan Sheyibin Levi as Ashes Ruvain Igloi Milsa Limafreya Shelo Haisa Zakuka Lishimon. And if she was never Zakuka to Shimon, then of course she can't have an Isser for a Tzara being Shimon's wife. So he does, he says, no, you can do an end run around it, and that's the Machlokas. Can you do an end run around and say, well, if I do the Yibam, then Igloi Milsa, my brother never had a Zika, and specifically in this case, can you pull a Gidav Yom HaKana Achas? Can I say, it's mutter for me to be boel her, because once I'm boel her, Igloi Milsa, she wasn't Zakuka to Shimon, she's not a Tzara's Erba. So the Rashba thinks, yes, the Rambam and the other Rishonim obviously think no. Okay, that's a little bit about this. What I want to come back to next time, which is our last shiur before the Bechina, but not the end of the semester. We're just having the Bechina early, the Chazar and Bechina early, so it won't conflict with the Halacha Bechina, that most of us have in one Halacha or another in the afternoon. I want to come back to Tosus Dibur Maskil. Dilma, which is a lot of Yesodos, and a little bit of Tosu Masal Miana, and
I guess we'll at least try to, in some basic way, look at the Gemara until the next Mishnah before the Bechina, even though we're not going to have time to understand it properly. And then, at some point also, I want to, unless I go out of order, okay, I'll decide tonight what order to put things in, what order we're going to learn things in. Also, look at a bigger picture of Yezika and see how that affects the general question of the nature of Yibam, the nature of what it means to be Yavam. And we'll have to, I'll have to think about what order to do everything before I email out the Makoros.
What?
You'll get a Makoros. Yes. And,